we are continuing with halachas regarding Shmoyne Eser. We'll be learning Siman Tzadik Zayin, and I hope to enter the sugi of Siman Tzadik Ches as well. Right. Siman Tzadik Zayin, page 256. Shlo yigayik v'lo yifayik b'shas ha'tfilah. Asif Aleph, lo yigayik. What does that mean? Moitzi megufoi lefiv neficha mitoich sovoi. Person should not, if there's noise emerging from his stomach after eating, from being satisfied, noise should not come out from his mouth. Lo yigayik. Moitzi megufoi, from his body lefiv into his mouth. Neficha mitoich sovoi. It shouldn't come out. Lo yifayik, a person poseach piv lo yitziruach hapeh. A person shouldn't yawn in the middle of Shmoyne Eser either. If it just happens, you just can't hold yourself back, then yaniach yodoi al piv, put your hand over your mouth, shelo tiroi psichosei, that the opening shouldn't be visible. Cover your mouth. So you see that good manners. Yeah, even in Shmoyne Eser we find this concept. Vizoya says the Rama, I believe it's the Rama, but I'm not convinced. Shelo yaniach yodoi al santeroi, which is the jawbone, the chin. Don't put your hand on your chin during davening. It's if you just put your hand over the chin in a certain way. Ah, I see. Maybe more leaning. It's a derech gaiva. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Yeah, side was a bit. That's a derech gaiva. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Aleph. Lefayik. Yeah, gasas ruach. Yeah. Mit Sifkaten Aleph, lefayik mit euch oines. Wo hat denn der Begihuk, also with regards to Gihuk, if the noise emerging, mit euch oines, if it just comes, leke isur, there is no real issa, madeloi nekotoi, that it doesn't say that you should cover your mouth if it does happen, evsha could be mishum de boy leke chiyuvel enyach yodoi. You don't really, there's no obligation to put your hands over your mouth. The mouth tends to open much wider when a person yawns. Therefore, try it out. Any volunteers? There's a real obligation. Try to avoid it. But if it does happen, you have to cover your mouth. However, with regards to the gihuk, then the mouth doesn't open so much. There's no obligation to cover your mouth. Try to avoid it, but if it does happen, the obligation is not as, you don't really have to cover your mouth. Also, yawning takes a lot longer. Therefore, when it comes to yawning, a person really has to ensure to cover his mouth. Santeroi, hainu lechi atachton, it's the lower, so it's probably the lower chin. Vachazonim and the chazonim ha'oisim kein, who do so, b'shas hazem, when they sing. Mota, that's fine. Lefishenim is chavin legasus. They don't think any gaiva. As a lehanim as a koil, they only try to improve their voice. Avot shaloi b'shas hazem, but when they're not chanting, also it's also. I don't know why. Do you know any chazonim who are doing any particular movement with regards to I'm not so into chazonis. Anybody experienced any chazonim doing anything with their chin? Anything? No? Okay, so it looks like there is such a concept. And that's permitted because you're doing it for the chazonos, and that's okay. Say base. Also, loy loroik. You're not allowed to spit. V'im efsha loy shloy loroik. If a person can avoid, v'im efsha loy loroik. If he cannot stop himself, he just needs to spit. Then, mavlioi biksusoi. If you need to spit, then put it into the, it should be absorbed in a garment. Be'inyan, in a way, shloy nireta. It's not seen, that it's not visible. So try not to. Try not to yawn, try not to make a giuk, piuk, and also spitting is no good. If you have to spit, then put it in a cloth, in any handkerchief, in a garment, in anything, in any material, in a way that it's not seen. If a person is a very elegant person, and he just can't see it, he just can't see any spitting taking place. He just can't see it. He can't face it. And he just can't face putting it into his garment. It's just he just can't take it. Then, he should spit behind him. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The guy behind you, that's right. If you can't do the backwards, you can't do the 180 degree kind of movement, then smile and do it on your guy on your left. Yeah, do it on your left, smile. But either way, not to the right hand side. The kolchke lefonav, and certainly in front of you, also it's also. So lechatchila, if you can't help yourself, then you should ideally you should do it in a. You should not spit at all. If you need to spit, then put it into a garment or in any material, anything, whatever is around. If you can't do that because you're an istanus, then you should do it. You should be back behind you. If that's not possible, then do it left. But either way, whatever happens, don't do it right. Now, the reason for that is, says the Mishnah Berurah, somebody who cannot put it into his garment because it's just mos, it's just he's disgusted by it. He's wearing an expensive garment. He can't swallow, he can't put it anywhere. So what happens then? Put it behind you. Turn your face back. Or you put it in your hand and that goes back. But either way, whatever happens, don't throw it upwards, because that's like kfira. You're spitting up into up. This look like kfira. It looks like you don't believe in Hashem. And also lefonov is also no good. You're davening opposite Hashem, so you can't spit ahead in front of you either. So not to the right, and not to the front, and not up. Continues the Rambam. He said, the Ramana asked a kasha, and that's an important kasha actually. When we daven Shmoneh Esrei, what is considered the most choshuva side? Is it the right hand side or is it the left hand side? As far as we are concerned, what's the most choshuva side? Well, as far as we are concerned, it's the right hand side. But if we're facing Hashem, then Hashem's, as it were, Hashem's right hand side is our left. So therefore, the question is, why is it? That's what the Mishnah Rambam asks over here. That we find in Siman Kuf Chof Gimel that when we step back Shmoneh Esrei, what direction do we do first? Left. Why left? Because it's the right hand side of Hashem. So if that's the case, that when we face Hashem during Shmoneh Esrei, we go according to His side. So why is it? So obviously that's why when we step back Shmoneh Esrei, we do first the left hand side, because it's the Hashem's right hand side. So if that's the case, then why is it that we spit, that we're not allowed, that we're so particular about on not the right hand side? That's what the Gemara says. Let's see it inside. Vatele kamon brei simen kuf chof gimel, shoyfech ponav litzad smol tchila, shoyimin shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we find in simen kuf chof gimel, that you turn to the left hand side, which is Hashem's right hand side. And here we're finding, you don't have to spit to the right hand side, which is also, why is that so? So the Gemara answers, yishloim ad ha'tam, the reason is given, shema oylem leyodo shechina lemato me'asora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechina, is never gone down all the way less than 10 tefachim. Imkein, therefore, ein hashchina kenegd hamispalel. The shchina is not really next to the person davening. Lefichol cholke kovod lemin didei, brekike shebisaz tefillah. Therefore, we give kovod to us, because Hashem is not really so far down. We consider our right hand side during davening, which is over here. Aval kshepoyseh sholish psiois, but when we step back the three steps, you distance yourself from Hashem, which is opposite the Shechina. Therefore, since you distance yourself from Hashem, you go to the left hand side, which happens to be the right hand side of Hashem. So the Ramah's answer is basically in one line is that when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, yes, correct, you can't spit onto your right hand side because you're just facing Hashem, you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. However, when you're stepping back, So what happens is you're not anymore. You're stepping back. You're distancing yourself from Hashem. Now you're going to the left-hand side. That's what he said. It's a bit interesting. It's not so clear. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah questions it a little bit. Okay, fine. Let's move on to Sif Gimel. Im kinok tzosoy. If a lice... what's the singular? What is that? Is that singular or they always come in... A louse? Yeah, a louse? Yeah? Okay, if a louse bites... Okay, imagine that. You've got a louse biting you. Does that hurt? Well, it seems that they can bite. Okay, they're itchy, no, aren't they? They can bite. Okay, yimashmesh begod in the middle of Shemana Esses, when you feel that bite. So yimashmesh begodov, you take your cloth or any garment and you remove it through your cloth. Shiloit is batel kavonosoi, that your kavonos should not be jeopardized. But don't remove it with your hand. Don't do it with your hand. Rather take garment and remove it, but not with your hand. The Ramah says, "V'dafke b'shas tefillah, it's only with regards to Shemayna Esa. Avot shaloi b'shas tefillah, but if you're not in the middle of davening, yochal little kino, you can't take it with your hand. For the zokim b'vesa knes, you can take it with your hand and put it in and throw it in the shul and chuck it in the shul. Why is that so? Why is it that that you can't do it with your hand during Shemayna Esa? Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Beis." Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why in the middle of Shemayna Esrei you can't just take a kinnah with your hand is because when you remove a kinnah, you're killing the kinnah and that causes ruach ra. And ruach ra, we know, requires washing hands. You can't wash hands in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. Therefore, you can't do it with your hand. You have to take it through a cloth or any material or your garment. That's right. That's right. Very good. Yeah. Now, what would be the shaila? What would be the halacha rabbosai if you've got a kino? I don't know how common it is nowadays. But any other insect coming onto you and you want to remove it in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, are you allowed to do so? You see that massive wasp. You can. Pikuach nefesh. Okay, fine. A mosquito then. Trap it. A mosquito. Mosquitoes? British mosquitoes? If they're not waving in the... mosquitoes. I think mosquitoes are... mosquitoes are dangerous? Maybe not in this country. Okay, let's go for non-dangerous. You're right. If it's dangerous, you're right. Mishnah Berurah says any dangerous animal, fair enough. Assuming it's not dangerous... We're allowed to do it during Shemana Esa. You have to remove it in the middle of Shemana Esa. Exactly, it is. And therefore, the answer is yes. And leading to the next Shaila. What about if the mosquito is not on you? It's not on your hand. It's not on your face. It's just walking along peacefully and happily on your shirt. Or you can just like see it like on your glasses. And it's not physically, you're not in danger of being, in danger. Danger is the wrong word. It's not on your body. It's distracting you. Distracting you, allowed to remove it, or maybe only when it's on you. You can't daven. Right, okay, so you're only human, and indeed, the halach is, even if it's not on you, you're allowed to remove, because without a doubt, it's going to distract you, you won't be able to daven. Therefore, you're allowed to, yeah. Yes, yes, you're right. Yes, the Mishnah in Brachos does say that. Yeah. It's a very good question. I wonder, I have a feeling that even the Mefarshim there say that if you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei and it's disturbing you, Kavona. It sounds like an interesting case. Somebody's not disturbed in Kavana. But I think that definitely if it's Sakana, we're saying that you're allowed to stop. But I think even if it's not a Sakana, I think if it really disturbs your Kavana, if I'm not mistaken, and I am mistaken, but could be the halacha is that You can stop. Yeah. Okay, Seif Dalet. Seif Dalet goes into a loch that we discussed previously. Im Nishmat Talisa Mim Koimoi. If the talis is falling down. If it's in the process of falling down, you're allowed to touch it and move it and put it back, you return it onto its correct place. But if it completely fell down, it's already on the floor, you cannot return it, but it's atif boy, and wrap yourself into the talis, that's a hefse. So, if the talis is on its, just about to fall down, you can put it back, and put it back on properly. If it's on the floor, it's too late. What happens if it's like, basically, just fallen down, it's just like, you're just about catching the tzitzis, you know, like the last, just about catching, and then suddenly the tzitzis is that okay or not? Or do you just have to let go? Yeah, exactly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that it's, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel, Yochel Mashmesh, Afilu Nafal Ruboy, even if the majority of the talis is down. And it seems to him that even if most of it is down, it's just literally a little bit left. Sif Katan Yud Dalet Kula, Afilu Nisha Adan, Mishnah Berurah does say here, Afilu Nisha Adan Biyodoy, but if it's completely down, but it's just in your hand, you caught it in your hand, Hatif Av Efsik, Hatif is Efsik. So, in other words, if it's come down most of it, and it's a little bit left on your body, it's fine to put it back. However, if it's completely off, and you're just holding it with your hand, and you're just catching it, then you can't make another tefillah. That would be hefsek. You let it go. You put it on the table, and that's it. You're not allowed to wrap. Yes, Shmoneh Esrei, yes. You finish off Shmoneh Esrei like this. That's a good shaila. That we discussed then. Yeah, so that's a good shaila. It's a good shaila. We discussed it then. So there is definitely a, according to Mishnah, it could very well be you make a bracha. Many poskim lemaaseh say that if you're wearing talis cotton, you won't make a new bracha. Yeah, if it disturbs you, the Quran could argue. I don't know if everybody's going to be so bothered by a talis on the floor as on a siddur on the floor. But if a person is genuinely, you're right, if a person is genuinely bothered about a talis being on the floor, yeah, you can pick it up and put it on the table, I assume, yeah. Yeah, based on yesterday's Mishnah Berurah. Seif, hey, Hanoise Masri al Kseifov, somebody schlepping a heavy load on his shoulders. The Giazman Tfilin time of Shmoneh Esrei has come. Pochois Ma'a Bakavin Mafshilo Lachor V'Mispalel, if it's less than four, he's holding this very heavy weight, and if it's less than four Kabin, Mashpil Lachor, put it behind you, V'Mispalel, and Davin. Abo kavin, but if it's more than four kavin, menichom al gabe karkadin, you have to put it on the ground, on the floor, mispalel and davin. If it's less than four kavin, and you've got on the side of here how much it is over here. Number 14 tells us, according to Chaznish B'chaim, know how much four kavin is. So if it's more than four kavin, you have to put it on the floor. Less than four kavin, you just pull it, tighten it up, and it's fine. Four kavin, the Mishnah Berurah says, 5.5, the Dir Shur HaOrvi on the side says, if it's four kavin, according to Reb Chaim Noah, it's 5.5 kilos, and according to the Chaznish, 9.6 liters, which is in volume and not in weight. But if we're talking about roughly 5.5 kilos, how much is that? It's about five kilos of sugars. It's quite heavy. It's going to be quite heavy, right? If it's more than that, you have to put it down. So if somebody's got a rucksack or any bag, anything that he's holding, if it's more than 5.5 kilos, you have to put it down. Leading to Simen Tzadik Ches. Now, Simen Tzadik Ches, Rabbeisai, is a simen which is, I honestly don't know, out of all the simonim that we learned, whether it's Hilchas Purim, Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Yom Tov, Hilchas Shabbos, whether it's Chelik Aleph, all the halachas of Talis, Tefillin, you name it, I always felt, I don't know how you feel, but it's all halachas that we can actually relate to. Isn't it? It's something that it's part of our world, part of our remit, as it were. Simen Tzadik Ches, I don't know how you feel about this. Because Shulchan Aruch says as follows. I don't know, it sounds like it's very difficult for us Yidden, 2016. Tell me what you feel about it. Tzorich she'elo kavona b'tfilosoy. Person have kavona in tefillah. Shulchan Aruch is telling us what kind of kavona we need to have. It says halacha lemaisa. It's not musa shmuz. Halacha lemaisa. Hamispalel. Somebody who daven. Tzorich she'chavon b'liboy. He needs to have intention in his heart. Perush hamilois. The explanation of the words. Shemoitzi, which go out, misfosa from his mouth. You need to have kavona of the words that you daven. V'yachshoif. And he should think. Ke'ilu as if shchina. The Shechina, Hashem's presence, connect is opposite him. Okay, so he's telling us, Perush HaMilos, and he's telling us, you need to think Shechina is opposite you. He carries on. V'yosi kol ha-machshovos, you should remove all the machshovos, all the thoughts should be removing you. Atordos, oisoi, you should be able to positively remove all the thoughts which bother you, Ad until shetishoy machshavtoy, until your thoughts and your kavana zaka is pure bet philosophy is davening. You have to positively move all the external thoughts until you have got a pure mind. V'yachshoyf, and you should think keilu yamidab lifnei melech basar adam. You should think as if you are in front of a king, a human king. He would prepare your words, and you had kavona in them. You'd prepare your words, what you say, how you say, the way you present it, the way you speak. You'd prepare your speech when you have a 5 minutes in front of the king. You'd ensure that you're doing it. You're going to do a good job. So it's no different. Kal v'chayma. Even more so, if the Melech Malach Hamlochim, the King of all the Kings, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shechokek Al Machshavos, who thinks about all the thoughts, who knows all the thoughts, so he tells us how we need to daven. It's quite scary. No, I mean it's. I don't know how you feel about this, and it's going to go even more soon. It's telling us what level of kavanah we request. Why is that? Yeah, good point. Why is it over here?
To do a direction.
Yeah, it is. It's direction and slightly different. Yeah. They're all quite connected. You're right. They're all quite connected. Yeah. I mean, Simon Sadizayin in Sadivov is also, if you look at Sadivov, which we just learned yesterday, it's also about Kavana. So it's an ongoing topic, the Kavana. But he is actually spelling out what Kavana is needed. The Mishnah in Sefkot Na'alef tells us what Perush HaMilos means. And that's quite reassuring. He says as follows. Don't have in your mind, when you daven, Shemois V'Yichudim, the very holy, very high kavonas. You don't have that. Just the simple understandings. L'hovin advarim, to understand the words, b'kavonas aleif. Just a simple meaning of the words. Imloi, unless Mishu Bobby Soid Hashem, somebody's Makubal, Vyodea Lechavan Belib Virusidhilu, somebody who's really on a high level Makubal, that's something else. It can have additional kavanas as well. Tilava Chasv Shalom, but if you're not such a Makubal, Chasv Shalom Kalkal Bazahab, you're ruining so much. You need to have such simple kavanas. That's what Mishnah said. I'm gonna vomit Shem Azoyim. For Chubas Rashal, the Mahashal says he speaks about the Rash, who says that after he had learned all these hidden secrets of Kabbalah, after having gone into all the levels of Kabbalah, after all that, he now davens like a baby ben yoimoy, one day old child, after having gone through all the levels of Kavana and secrets and Sisse Torah. He now davens like a one. After all that, he's returning and davening like a one, like a mamash, like a baby. Who says, the Perush HaMilos, the literal translation, the literal meanings of the words, that's what you need to daven during Shmoneh Esrei. If you wish to have any additional levels, That you do that before Shemoneh Esrei or after. But during Shemoneh Esrei, just literally Perish HaMilois. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We learned about not yawning, not being megaic. Don't try to keep your mouth nicely closed and politely just closed during Shemoneh Esrei. If they, it just overcomes you, you're yawning, or there's something erupting from your stomach, then you have to cover your mouth, certainly by yawning. Spitting is not permitted during Shemoneh Esrei. If a person feels the urge to spit, then he should ideally should spit into a, nowadays you'd call it a tissue, but otherwise a garment. If it can't happen, he can't do it, it's an istinus, or whatever the reason may be, he can't do so, then spit back. If you can't spit back, spit left. Certainly don't spit to your right, and don't spit in front, and don't spit on top. The Ramovia discusses why is it that over the right is acceptable, whereas when you step back Shemoneh Esrei, you do the left first. The Siv Gimel tells us if there's a kino, a louse, is that how you said, a louse? Bit biting you, don't remove it with your hand, because that's going to cause ruach ro. Rather, remove it with a garment or with a towel or with anything. Right. We learned also that if a talus comes off, if it's completely off, leave it. If you caught it with your hand, put it on the table. If it's falling off and you're still partially it's on your body, you can then catch it and put it back on you. If it's partially on your body, even some of it only, you manage to catch, and that's fine as well. Somebody who carries a load, it depends if it's more than 5.5 kilos or less. If it's less than 5.5 kilos, you can keep it on you. If it's more than 5.5 kilos, the full kaven, put it down. We then start at Simon Tzadik Ches, which tells us, which defines the kavanah that we need to have during Shemoneh Esrei. He says that a person should have kavanah of millet, the words that he says, as if there's kavanah kenegdoi. He also says that we have to positively remove the machshavos atordois, all the thoughts that are in our minds, we have to positively remove them during Shemoneh Esrei. We also said that a person should have kavanah as if he should prepare his Shemoneh Esrei, his approach to Shemoneh Esrei, should be mamash like he would be approaching a royal. And like when you approach a royal, you're going to be preparing your words and your speech clearly. You're going to express yourself, articulate yourself properly. Similarly also, kal v'chomer, ben b'nei shel kal v'chomer, when you talk to the b'nei shel olam.